TW1RPG Mobile.
TW4DJW, good morning, still.
Morning, Dave. This is Bob. How are you?
No longer on the chilly side. Got the truck finally warmed up. How are you?
Fine. Just made a trip up to Home Depot and just headed home now.
Well, you're pretty much drying up, at least where I am, getting off of 101 on the 85.
They're not too bad here. I'm on Augusta Road. I'm going to hop onto 85 for one exit and get home. I think this is our first time saying hello to each other on the repeater. And it was nice to meet you at the Winter Field Day for the first time in person.
Yeah, I heard that call, and I didn't relate it to us bumping into each other on Winter Field Day, but now I remember that. But that's pretty cool. I think you sent me an email the other day, too, right?
Yeah, I did. We set up that I.O., and I asked for some contacts to invite, and I did.
I thought that was you, but if I hear your name, if I hear you on the radio more, then I'll get more accustomed to your call sign and put a call sign to a face and a name, and then I can start to remember. You know, at 67 years old, it's a little difficult.
Well, yeah, we start suffering from that CRS, Dave. What happens to all of us? We got to think, okay, what am I trying to pull out, you know? So,
I'll come upstairs really quick. My wife will be at the top of the stairs, and I'll stop there and look around, and she'll say, what? And I'll say, I don't remember, but I needed something from up here.
You go back to where you came from, feeling confident the first time that you got it, and then you're looking for what you thought you wanted to get, and then you're thinking again, I know. Oh, it's nice and bright south of here, and behind me it's still cloudy, so that's a good sign. It's going to clear up.
Down 85, going south, headed your way. I'm over at Pelham Road, and I see that bright sky you're talking about, those bright clouds. It looks good. I'm underneath the dark stuff.
Off of my exit, 44 for Piedmont Highway. My son-in-law and my daughter are supposed to drive down and visit for a few days, and they decided to do it in the overnight for their drive, something I don't do anymore.
I'm thinking there's going to be a time when I get where you are with that, but so far I can still do it okay. But I notice when I come inside from outside and it's bright, bright sunshine, and I come in the house and I look at the dog's face, it's all black. These are white dogs. And it takes my eyes a lot longer to adapt than it used to the change in light. So I'm thinking that's probably what makes it hard to drive, is when a car comes by you with bright lights and then it's gone, everything's black. You can't see anything.
The lights and I wear glasses, and when I ordered them, you know, I said to get the anti-glare for headlights. It helps, but it's still there. They're young, and they're much younger, so obviously they still do it. I mean, I remember driving overnight, but I don't need to do it anymore. So...
That is true, and I'm going under 385 on 85, so when you do that, sometimes I'll pick a pencil out, just let me know, and I'll wait till I get out from under all of these bridges. But there is a dead spot in here, but so far you're full-scale, full-flighting. But yeah, when you're retired, there's no, the sense of urgency isn't as strong as it was when you were working, W4DJW.
An RPG, I agree with that. When I first moved down here for the first 3 months, I was still working my employer asked me if I could do it, and then after thinking about it for about a week, I said, okay, for 3 months, I'll do that. So I was driving from Piedmont up to Charlotte area and staying over 3 nights, working 4 days, and then taking either Friday or Monday, my choice. That I just cleaned up any little paperwork, and that was it. It worked out good, but just gave them 3 months before they could find, you know, somebody to take it over. So at least during that period, I learned the highways a little better, and boy, it was a learning experience in Charlotte.
Well, very similar. My first 10 years at Bank of America, which started in the year Y2K, I went back and forth every day from Greer to Gateway Village in Charlotte, and every other day I had to fill my gas tank up for 10 years, and then I started working from home the last 6 or 8 years, I can't remember how many it was exactly, and going in only on Wednesdays, and that was nice, but that was 1,000 miles a week, 100 miles from my door to their door every day, 2 times a day, what's going, what's coming.
So I did it overnight and 3 nights, and it was, you know, leisurely, get things done and whatever. All right, Dave, I'm on Piedmont Highway, and I'm not too far from my street, so I'm going to clear and wish you a great day. Nice to chat. W1RPG.
Okay, Bob, good to hear you on the radio. Hopefully I'll hear you on the radio much more in the future. W1RPTW4DJW, mobile.